And hear now this reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word through which you mold and shape our living. For we are your children, Lord, and we must hear and receive your word to live eternally. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. I love that phrase, that promise that we hear today from St. John's Gospel, the promise that God will not leave us orphaned, that Jesus Christ our Lord will not leave us orphaned, but instead will be with us forever. We hear later on in John's Gospel that indeed he will send us another advocate, the counselor, to be with us forever, so that God might live in us and we might live in God. Today we hear the good news, the promise ahead of time, that God will not leave us orphaned. And that's good news. I can remember when I was a kid, I used to love to sneak up late at night, get up and go into the living room and turn on the television set, and in the dark of the living room, turn that channel over until I found a scary movie. And I used to sit back and watch. My favorites were, of course, Dracula with Christopher Lee and Frankenstein and especially The Mummy. My dad used to scare me to death playing The Mummy. He'd come out, he'd see me, and he'd go, oh, oh, oh. And I'd go running and hide behind my mother's skirt, afraid of my father, in jest and in fun, yes, but afraid nevertheless, and my mother would protect me. I'd go and I'd run and I'd hide behind my mother's skirt. And at late at night when I'd turn that channel and I'd sit there and I'd watch those scary movies. And just as Christopher Lee would get ready to bite the girl's neck, I'd get up and go run in Mom and Dad's bedroom and jump up on their bed. If I'd been smart, I would have known that that's dangerous. To jump on Mom and Dad's bed in the middle of the night. But I knew that I would be safe with them. I knew that no matter what, I would be safe with my parents. I'd be safe behind my mother's skirt. I'd be safe standing next to my dad. I'd be safe in my family's loving arms. And that's what we hear today from John's Gospel. I give thanks to my mother. She was a wonderful, caring, nurturing, guiding, disciplining. I mean, she could give good spankings. Dad could too. But Mother had a way with giving her spankings that I'll never forget them. One time she told me, "Do not eat this piece of cake." I ate the piece of cake. And I'm getting ready to get into the bathtub, wearing what you normally wear when you get into the bathtub. And she comes in through that door, and whacked me on the behind. And I swear, for one day, there was a hint of a reminder of her hand imprinted on my soft part. It's a memory that I'll never forget. I learned how to mind my mother and to obey her when she told me to do something and when she told me not to do something. That's a serious thing to learn, obedience. Obedience for protection, obedience because the mother knows better, just as father knows best. Learning to obey is important. The nurturing, the guiding, the wisdom of my mother, I give thanks to God for that. I give thanks to God that my family, my mother and my father, did not leave me orphaned. And that's something that every one of you can give thanks to God for, because you know what? You have not been left orphaned. I don't care if you grew up in an orphanage. You have not been left orphaned. Because God is with you today. God is with you now. Jesus promises us that He will be in us. When we obey Him, when we obey His commandments, He will be in us. When we follow in faith His word and His promises, He will be in us. The Almighty God who fashioned everything will be with us and within us. And therefore we are not orphans, but we are part of a great and wonderful family. And we can give thanks to God for that. We can give thanks to God for our mothers who birthed us, for the mothers who raised us. And most of us, many of us, if you think about it, had more than one mother who raised us. I had my mother and my grandparents, my grandmother. And then I seem to have 75 women in every church I pastor. Different mothers, wonderful mothers, people who care for me and watch after me, whose wisdom I learn from every day. We each have mothers that we can turn to. Even if our own earthly mother isn't here, there are women in our lives who mother us. We can give thanks to God for that mothering. We can give thanks to God for that wonderful gift of nurturing love that our mothers learned from God. There's a wonderful psalm about running to the shelter of a mother bird's wings, being as a baby chick, and running to God as a baby chick runs to the mother bird's wings for shelter and support and guidance. That protecting, nurturing imagery of God, the Creator, is an image that mothers can grasp. The God who does not leave us orphaned is an image that that women and mothers can grasp onto. And you don't just have to be able to give birth to children to be able to mother them. For truly, truly anyone who nurtures another, especially a child, mothers that child. I give thanks to God for the wonderful gift of mothers in my life. All the many mothers I could go on for hours and bore you to tears with the many women who have held me up in prayer. The many women, my great Aunt Lucy, for example, who was a wonderful saint, the prayer of the family. I mean, you had a need, you would call her, you would say, please pray for me. And she never had any children, and so she considered all of her grandnieces and grandnephews and great-grandnieces and great-grandnephews to be her special children. And when we'd go out to Louisiana to see her, and you'd go up to Lucy, we called her Witchy because my granddad couldn't pronounce Lucy when he was a kid. You'd go up to her, and she'd hug you, and you'd disappear. She was such a large, wonderful, loving person. You'd disappear in her hug. And you knew you were surrounded by her love and her presence. I give thanks to God for mothers like that, who I've learned from. Who I've learned to love from. I give thanks to God for the gift of mothers who do not leave us orphaned. Even if the world does, God does not. God does not leave us orphaned. No, He comes to live with and within each and every one of you. As we approach Pentecost Sunday in just 2 weeks, give thanks to God for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which brings the real presence of Jesus here and now into your life. Give thanks to God for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, which brings the abiding love of Jesus Christ our Lord into your very life today. Give thanks to God for mothers, for grandmothers, for aunts, for dear friends who have led us as mothers and nurtured us and given us wisdom and strength. Give thanks to God for giving us our mothers. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Let us affirm our faith with the historic confession of the Apostles' Creed, which we'll find in the back of your hymnal, number 881. And let us stand. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Are there any prayer needs or celebrations in the congregation? Are there any prayer needs or celebrations?
Other prayer needs or celebrations?